love you this morning. Can you practice that just a little bit now? Just lift your hands and begin to say what's on your heart. He's done so much for us. Oh, we just magnify and we glorify you today, Father. Hallelujah. Amen, amen.
Praising you angels and heavenly hosts, let the whole earth praise him.
Praise him, the sun, moon, and bright shining stars. Praise him, you heavens and waters and skies.
Let the whole earth praise him.
If you ever, something inside of you says, you know, I've just lost all hope. Well, guess what? We have hope here today. And its name is Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hope is here. Shout the news to everyone. It's a new day. Peace has come. Jesus saves, mercy triumphs at the cross, love has come to rescue us. Jesus saves, hope is here, what a joyful noise we will make, and we join with heaven's song, to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout,
come on.
To let all the world know that Jesus saved. We are blessed. Every debt has been repaid. Broken hearts can be remade. Jesus saves. Sing above the storms of life. Sing it through the darkest night. Jesus saves. Free at last. What a joyful noise we'll make as we join with heaven's song to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves. We're singing out to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves. You save, you heal, restore, reveal your Father's heart to us. You rose to raise us from the grave. Your Spirit lives in us. Sing it out to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Shout it out to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Sing it out to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Raise a shout to let all the world know that Jesus saves. Oh, sing it out, a shout to the whole world, know His name. Jesus, sing it out, a shout, or we will know Your name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, just keep praising Him, church. Father God. Hallelujah. Amen. My little singer's not here this morning. She'll come up and say, "Would you sing Beautiful One today?"
Wonderful, so wonderful is Your unveiling love. Your cross has spoken mercy over me. No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no heart could fully know how glorious, how beautiful You are.
Come on.
Beautiful One I adore, beautiful One my soul worships. Powerful, so powerful, Your glory fills the sky. Your mighty works display for all to see. Your majesty awakes my heart to see how marvelous, how wonderful You are. Beautiful One I love, beautiful One I adore, beautiful One my soul worships. Beautiful One I love, beautiful One I adore, beautiful One my my heart with this love. Cause nothing on earth is as beautiful as you. You opened my eyes to your wonders anew. You captured my heart with this love. Cause nothing on earth is as beautiful as you. Beautiful one I love. Beautiful one I adore. Beautiful one my soul behoves. Beautiful one I love. Beautiful one I adore. Beautiful one my soul. Wonders anew. You captured my heart with this love. Cause nothing on earth is as beautiful as you. You opened my eyes to your wonders anew. You captured my heart with this love. Cause nothing on earth is as beautiful as you. Beautiful one I love, beautiful one I adore, beautiful one my soul behoves. Beautiful one I love, beautiful one I adore, beautiful one my soul behoves.
Your salvation experience. You know, I mean, if you were raised in church, sometimes you knew all along that God loved you, but you just, as a child, as you got older, then you finally accepted it for yourself. But usually there's some really initial experience when all of a sudden you just overwhelmingly know, you know, regardless of how I look, regardless of what I've done, regardless of what I've said, God loves me. Hallelujah. Can you say that this morning? God loves me. Woo, come on, let's say it again. God loves me. Oh, hallelujah. There are people out there that feel like they're unworthy to say that this morning. They've accepted Jesus. They go to church, and yet they have a hard time. You know, just sometimes look in the mirror and say, you know what, mirror? God loves that face in the mirror. God loves me. Come on, say it again, everybody. God loves me. And he loved us so much that he overcame everything so that we would have what we have today.
Every
victory is yours, Savior. Now, Savior, worthy of honor and glory, worthy of all our praise. Jesus, awesome in power forever, awesome and great is your name. You overcame. Honor and glory. He's worthy of all our praise. You overcame. Jesus, awesome in power forever, awesome and great is your name. You overcame. Overcame. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know you got something to thank him for today, because by his power, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony, you overcame something. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you. We honor you today, Father. We clap unto you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Worthy is the Lamb. Hallelujah. We praise you. Hallelujah. 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 Because he is the King. Amen. Never forget what he's done for you. Amen. We praise you today. Hallelujah.
My King would die for me.
You know, as here at the church and as we've taught in children's church and our kids and grandkids, it's one thing to obey. It's another to honor. When you obey, you just do it. But when you honor, you do it with the right attitude. You know, and the same thing as Christians, when we obey God and we honor Him and said, "Oh, yes, Lord, it's a privilege to do this. It's a privilege to give this up. It's a privilege to go where you're asking me to go." And not be as Jonah was and have a bad attitude, even when he was doing what God asked him to do. You know, honor Him. Honor Him in your walk because you want to. You know, I don't stand up here and praise the Lord because I'm trying to earn something from God.
Amen.
You know, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and I get to praise Him.
Amen.
You know, I don't tithe and give my money because I'm trying to buy something from God, and if I give, then I'll get, although the Bible says that's what will happen. But I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and I get to give to advance His kingdom. And I don't quote the Word of God to make God heal me. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and that provision was provided for me, and I'm just accepting it this morning. Amen? Oh, glory to God. You see the difference. Get your attitude to where you know who you are, and you do what you do because you of who you are. Amen? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's just, oh, just close your eyes just a minute. Just magnify Him and glorify Him in everything that we do. Hallelujah. Okay, you may be seated. We'll do your special in just a minute. Okay. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's one thing to do something because you're expecting to get credit for it, and another thing to do something because it's so much in your heart you can't help from doing it. And that's the way we need to approach the things of the kingdom of God. Every time we have an opportunity to do something in the kingdom of God, it should come out of us not, well, what will I do in this? How will I impress God with what I'm getting ready to do? That's not the issue. The issue is flowing out of our hearts from love. Hallelujah. And you know, sometimes things come to your attention. And I've had something come to my attention this morning. I don't know exactly. I just want you to receive this in the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. But as a matter of fact, more than one person put a bug in my ear this morning. And I know it was because of the love and the compassion of God. Ricardo, 2 weeks ago when we weren't here, you had an experience. And I don't know that everybody knows about it because it didn't happen in the flow of the service. But there's someone here this morning that God really ministered to 2 weeks ago Saturday morning. And so why don't you say a little bit about what? And I don't want to put anybody on the spot. But this is just from the love of God and the outflowing of compassion in our heart.
Well, this lady, after the service, this lady was standing here talking to my wife. And I was speaking with Brother Bob, as a matter of fact. And so Miriam, she got my attention and said, "We need to speak with you afterwards." And so after our conversation with Brother Bob and I turned around, and this lady was standing there, and she explained her situation to Miriam. And so with all that being said, I'll just make a long story short, because this lady, she gave her life to Christ right there on the spot. Amen. That's an awesome thing. And on the other hand, I'll go ahead a little bit further about her particular situation. She needs some help. This lady, she's living on the streets. And I'm doing all I can to find somewhere for her to go or to do to help herself. But, you know, as Christians, I'm quite sure that maybe some of us could come up with an idea or a way that we can help this lady. Would you stand up, sweetie? Would you stand up?
Now, I don't want to embarrass you, but come on up here.
Yes,
huh?
Please.
I've never met you before, but I feel like I know you. And I know that God knows you.
Amen.
And God loves you. Now, what's your name?
Jill.
Jill.
Gomez.
Jill Gomez. Okay, well, I'm glad to meet you.
Thank you.
I'm glad you made it here this morning. I understand that you missed last Sunday because you didn't have gas money to get here.
Yes.
Okay, and you're on the street?
Yes.
Okay, any prospects of anything?
Not so far. But I made it this far, so I'll make it.
Amen. Well, I tell you what I feel impressed to do.
I see little signs. God's helping me.
Little signs that God's helping her.
Amen.
Okay. And we're going to help you along. We're going to help you along. And where have you been staying? In the car or what?
Different places. I've stayed at my brother's mostly. But he has a small trailer and a large family. And there's not room for me and my child. And I'm not ready to give my child up. Even though I'm on the streets, it's hard. But her daddy has a stable home, and I want her to be where it's best for her to be. And so I'm just fighting, trying to stay here and there to keep her, because I feel like it won't be long. I know the Lord's with me. I know He is.
Well, He told us He would be when we'd ask Him to come in.
Yeah. You know, I've seen little signs. I know He's there.
Yeah, what about a job or anything like that?
I have a lady that's offered me to work 2 days a week with her from Greene County. She just got a new job, so she's trying to work me in. And I worked with her last year. I'm kind of can't stay on my feet too long.
Oh, okay.
So she works around me. And it's just getting back and forth. And, you know, it's difficult right now. I'm unemployed.
Yeah.
And to make a long story short, I was a drug addict. And I know God's with me because I've been clean. And I'm staying clean. I don't have the urge. I know that's why it's with me. I've lost my home due to drugs. I've lost everything. It is not worth any of it. I'm 46 years old. And I did the drug thing when I was young. And I decided that I had no income and I was down and I lived in country place apartments. And in order to make it, I'd have to sell a pill or sell a drug. And I'm not going to do that no more.
Amen.
I had a gentleman that asked me for $2.50, and it was my last money, and I gave it to him. And he bought a pill. And he told me he'd give me $5 back. That's why I did it. And instead he gave me a pill. Well, I want you to know I took that pill and I wrapped it up in a Bible verse and I stuck it right where I always stick my drugs. And I still have that pill to this day. And I will not sell it to make it. There's been times I've been without gas. Times I've sent my child to school without a snack, but I still have that pill. And, you know, I just, there's little signs like, my truck drinks the gas. And the lady helped me and put gas in my truck. And when that lady helped me and put gas in my truck, I had a half a tank that lasted me 4 days. And a half a tank usually only lasts me a day and a half. And I don't know if it was because I hit a curb or what, or if it was just the good Lord. And he got me everywhere that I needed to go. I'm now attending Odonta. I attend recovery. And I know that the Lord's there because I'm not using. And when I read my Bible at night, which I'm not very knowledgeable about the Bible, but when I read my Bible at night, I used to wake up not having any energy. I take 13 different kinds of medicine a day. When I read that Bible at night, I wake up like a new person, like I have energy.
Hallelujah.
And I know he's been good. And I know he'll help me. And I'll be okay. And I just need your prayers, that's all. And I appreciate them.
Amen. Well, I think we're going to do more than just pray for you. You know, there's a scripture, folks, that says, you know, if you pray for somebody and you say, be warm and filled, and you send them on their way and you pray for them, he said, well, you know, what's wrong with that? And but he said that, you know, if it's within your heart, you need to do more than just pray. Now, you know, we're not taking on permanent situations. You know, we just don't, that's just not good or anything for anybody else. But new Christian came to us, came here. All the places she could have gone 2 weeks ago, she came here. Was there a particular reason you picked this church?
I had been coming every now and then with Sue Montgomery.
Oh, okay.
She's a neighbor lady I like to help take care of.
Okay, all right. And what I would like for us as a church to do, if you want to help her with gas money, but this was from the time that I was first told this morning by an individual. Just something got on my heart. And I know through the Ministerial Association, you can't do this, but I know that through the Ministerial Association, by being part of that, I know what's available. And between now and next Sunday, how many of you believe that between now and next Sunday, God has a lot of time to work?
Amen.
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 Amen. And what I was impressed to do, and it's not gonna be that great of a cost, and you can help if you want to just give us something that later. But anyway, what you do, what we do it through the church funds, in order to show the love of God, in order to help her to understand that we are in favor of her choices to serve God.
Amen.
And we want to stand behind her. We're going to put you in the Dreamland Motel for a week.
Thank you.
And so, and that'll be starting tonight. I'll get in contact with them, and this afternoon I'll take care of getting it set up, and that'll be through next Saturday night. You come back next Sunday, and we'll see what God's doing.
Okay, thank you so much.
Let's pray with her.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, I just thank you right now in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, that you've given us an opportunity to reach out. I thank you, Father, that through your blessings, you saved Jill. And she reached out to you and you accepted her. As a song was sung a minute ago, we're accepted because Jesus was rejected. He took all of our rejections. He took all of our sins. And Father, I pray for her right now in strength to take the stand that she's made, no longer allowing something to control her life. I know the Word of God says, be not drunk with wine where it's in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. And I know the same would apply, Lord God, to drugs. And be not addicted to drugs, but be filled with the Spirit. And so, Heavenly Father, I just thank you. I thank you, Father, right now, in Jesus' name, that you're going to be with her. And you're going to minister to her. And you, Lord God, are going to do what you do. And I pray that we'll all be faithful and just do what we're asked to do by the Spirit of God. Thank you for directing us and for giving us strength. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now, Jill, I just want to say this. The Lord just wants you to know that you're in His thoughts. He wants you to know that He died for you. He rose for you. And He loves you. And then when it comes right down to it, He says, my daughter, I am the one that you need. I am the one to put your hope in. I am the one to trust in. For I will do for you what no person can do. I will do for you what no man or woman can do. So look unto me. Give yourself wholeheartedly to me. Trust in me with all that you have and all that you are. And I'll take care of you. But you must believe and you must walk with me and hear my voice, says the Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Amen. God's going to do something. How many of you believe God's going to do something this week? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, sister. Yeah. No, I'm going to do the prayer list. Okay.
Before we go over the prayer list, I just want to... Everybody got your bulletins finally. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I told Pastor Tim this morning, I said, well, you know, the enemy likes to keep bulletins from getting printed, and he likes to make the sound system squeal. So, but anyway, God prevailed this morning.
Amen.
But on the back, on the back side, where it talks about the first Sundays will be family days, I want to read that to you, and I'm going to share it with you. It says, beginning the first Sunday in May, New Life for the Nations leadership has decided to have the first Sunday of each month as a special time for families. Children will not go to classes. Teachers will be able to sit in the sanctuary for the entire service with their families. The nursery facilities will still be available to those who need to tend or take care of their babies. Enjoy this day. Have your children bring their Bibles and learn how to follow during the sermon. Our children need to learn how to sit in the service. This also gives our teachers a much-needed break from the classroom to be able to worship and hear the word from our pastor. Now, I'm going to read that scripture verse, Deuteronomy 6:6-7, and I want to read it in the Amplified Version. And it says here, and these are the words which I am commanding you this day, shall first be in your own minds and hearts. Then you shall whet and sharpen them so as to make them penetrate and teach and impress them diligently upon the minds and the hearts of your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise up. You know, this nation has gone through some horrible things this week. And a 19-year-old and his brother, you know, all their neighbors and all their friends talked about what good kids they were. And then something happened. And God has really been telling me that we have to impress and teach our children and ourselves just how are we to view the world according to the Bible. What is our, quote, Christian philosophy over some of these things that's going on in the world? And sometime in the near future, I'm not sure when, we haven't, but we've talked about it, we haven't set a time, we're going to be doing a study called Christian Philosophy. How do I look at the different social issues and the different things going on? How do I get them into my heart and mind? And then how do I impress upon them the hearts and minds of my children so that when they go up and they go to high school or they go to college, you know, when they're going to be confronted with things that you're not even confronted with. And they'll know, wait a minute, that's not right. Why? Because I know what the Word says. So, you know, and I was thinking this morning about this, and this is a question to ask yourself as a parent. And think about it. And as a grandparent, too. Do you know if your children ever pray? Think about it. Do your children know the Bible well enough that they can look up a scripture? And you're thinking, now wait a minute, that's what we send them to church for. Now wait a minute, we have them 1 hour a week. You have them all the rest of the time. The church is supposed to support what you do at home.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. And then, so think about it. Do I know where my children are spiritually? That's something to think about. And you know, like I said, we're here to support you, and we're here to help you in any way that we can. But God doesn't say, churches, whet and sharpen them so as to make them penetrate and teach and impress them diligently on the minds and the hearts of your children. It says, fathers, parents, mothers. Life choices, everyday decisions, they need to see you making them based upon the Word of God. And as they see you do it, and then as they come to you with problems, you can say, well, what does the Word say? And you help them to begin to make their choices. But it's something to pray about. And it's something to make this a wonderful experience. Oh, no. Well, I guess I'll have to take care of my kids this morning. Oh, no. And then, you know, you say, hey, do it with joy. We get to sit together as a family today. We're going to learn. Will it be a little bit noisier that Sunday? Yes. Because everybody's not 8, 9, 10-year-old. We got some 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 2, you know what? And you know what? Mamas and daddies can learn how to keep them busy doing things and keep them, you know. I did it. Somebody told me, said, you know, Pastor Vernon, when your kids were growing up, we didn't have children's church every time service met. I said, no, we didn't. We didn't. I don't know how we make it. Anyway, but see, and they don't know how to sit in service. By the time they get through children's church, they don't know how to come into service and sit with their parents and enjoy their pastor and understand the anointing of God. Not that they don't get that in children's church, because they do. I would put our teachers up with anybody about teaching them the Word and teaching them to pray and teaching them. But again, it's an hour a week. So let's just move into a deeper realm with God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, you know, and it's important how they grow up. Important what they've been exposed to in their early years. And I just want to use this, not trying to toot our own horn, but I know examples of us more than I know examples of you, okay? Just like you do. But when our son, Scott, when he grew up, went to college, then he moved to Columbus, Ohio, because he wanted to go to the Ohio State University. Well, he decided before that he's going to take a year of Bible school. So he took a year of Bible school. Then he started to the Ohio State University. And he went there for a couple of quarters or a couple of semesters or something. But in his experience there, he walked into class one day. And I forgot what the class was. But the teacher was introducing the class, and the teacher made this statement: before this class is finished, you will believe in evolution. Scott said, you know what I did? He said, I went down to the registrar's office, dropped the class. So I didn't have time to sit there and listen to somebody trying to convince me about the truth of evolution. Now, he could have He could have sat through that class. And you know, the world is deceptive. There's enough of the truth in a lot that the world teaches to make it sound like you can rely on it. But when you start digging into it, you find out that it's not the way it should be. Now, you see, the thing about it is, I'm not talking about, you know, if you get them. There were people in the Middle Ages, some of the scientists, that were either kicked out of their positions or even burned at the stake or executed because of their heresies that they were presenting. And one of them was when, is it Copernicus? Started teaching that the world was round. The church got all over him. What do you mean the world's round? And they persecuted him because he was teaching the world was round instead of flat like everybody knew it was. But I got news for you. Nothing in the Bible tells us the world's flat. So it wasn't a matter that he was being heretical. He just came to a truth that nobody knew at that point. And then another one that said that the earth is not the center of the solar system. That the sun is. And again, they were persecuted by the church as a heretic because the church did not understand. And there's nothing in the Bible that says that the earth is the center of the solar system. And so there is a truth to be learned that you can depend on. But then just like with a lot of other things, they tend to get to where they want to go overboard. And you know, some of the stuff that's presented as science is not science as much as it is an attempt to get away from the idea of having to deal with God. Humanism is not as much interested in the truth as it is in the philosophy that says there is not a God that we have to answer to. We are our own God. We are the top of the line. Nothing above us. That's the basic things of humanism. Not always a conflict in science between scriptures and scientific things. Nothing that's ever been proved to be scientifically true contradicts with scripture. It's only the things that are just theories. Because nobody was around to see what actually happened, you have to create a theory of what happened. You may be right, you might be wrong. But the Word of God says heaven and earth will pass away, but my Word will not pass away. Amen. So that's the important thing that we instill in ourselves and in our children. Amen. On our prayer list this morning, we have Megan Hall as an unspoken request, Lori and family, Dimple Buck for healing, Robert and Donnie Turner for salvation, Gary Hatcher continue to improve, Jim and Jan Hadley for wisdom, Jan Harbuck, Miss Bernice, her mother passed away this week, and we want to remember. And that looks like Tammy McClister. Is that what it is? Is it
Danny?
Oh, okay.
Court was supposed to have knee surgery.
Mm-hmm. Bill Gray and family. Miriam Hughes for a healing and a foot. Pastor Shirley and Kenny. And for Victoria for a complete recovery. And some of the things that have been plaguing her in the last few days and weeks. Hallelujah. Anybody else want to add a Pat? Okay, Pat and her family. Okay.
Wow.
Praise God. Gave. Amen.
grateful for it. I want to thank everybody for praying for me with my house fire and all the donations and everything. But I have a home. It's in Adair County now. And
she has a home in Adair County now.
Yeah.
She's been trying to get over here since she was a little
bit. I know. I'm jealous.
And the devil stole everything from us, clothes, belongings, sentimental things, and especially my home. But the Lord has completely restored everything. Amen. I live in a beautiful farmhouse on a big farm. The kids love it. They're happy with it. And I just praise God for my church family and all the prayers and donations. And I praise Him mostly that all the humans were safe out of my house.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. And she's closer to church.
Sure, he's moving in the barn.
Amen. Amen. Would you stand with me for prayer? Heavenly Father, we just thank You this morning. We worship You. We praise You, Lord God. Because we wanted to. And we thank You, Lord God, that You have received that praise and worship. And I know, Lord God, the Word of God says that man looks on the outward appearance, and God looks on the heart. And I pray, Lord God, that when You look upon our hearts, You'll see hearts that are attempting to live in our righteousness that we got from You. And we have made a choice that we're going to be servants of righteousness rather than servants of sin. And so, Heavenly Father, we come, as You said in Your Word, to ask of You. To make our requests known, Lord God. To take these names that we have spoken this morning and to lift them up before You. So that You, Lord God, can do what You do. That You can save and heal and deliver and provide. And we believe in, Lord God, for You to do that. And we thank You, Lord God, that You've given us the opportunity to share in Your work in people's lives. May we do it, Lord God, out of cheerfulness, out of compassion and love, and not out of duty. Or thinking that we're doing it because we have to earn something from You. The Lord God, these names, Megan Hall, and Gloria and Dimple Buck, and Robert and Donnie, and Gary Hatcher, and Jim and Jan Hadley, and Jan Harbuck's family, and Danny's family, and Corey and his surgery that he's going to have, Bill Gray and family, Miriam and Pastor Shirley and Kenny, and Victoria, and Pat and her family, and Gay's family. And Lord God, every family represented here this morning, I, Lord God, know that there are needs in every one of our families. There are things in our families, Lord God, that only You can deal with. And we just put them in Your hands. Willing to say, Jesus, be Lord. Be the one in charge. And we thank You, Lord God. I pray for all the people, Lord, that have been affected by the things that have gone on this week. The bombings in Boston and the explosion in Texas. Other things that have happened, Lord God, that we can't recall right now, but know that there are those people out there that are hurting. And I pray, Lord God, You'd send Your Word and heal them. Amen. Deliver them from their destruction. But most of all, Lord God, that they'd be drawn to You. That they'd cry out to You. Because we know Your Word says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We thank You, Lord God, for that. for your mercy and your grace on us as a nation and on the world that Jesus died for. Thank you for that. Thank you for being with brothers and sisters in the Lord around the world. Pray for them that their faith won't fail. Pray, Lord God, that we'll be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Father, for some that are part of New Life for the Nations that are wavering right now, I pray for them, Lord God, that spark, that knowledge, encourage it by the presence of Your Spirit. Strengthen hearts through the presence of Your Spirit in a way that we can't do it as human beings. We thank You, Lord God, that in the end, we win. In the end, those that trust in You will be victorious, because we will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. That we have hope in, because we have hope in Your word. And we thank You in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You can be seated. Ricardo's going to do a special. It's in disc one. And I don't know what the number is.
Number nine.
No, wait a minute. Number 14.
Okay. 14.
No. It's a great day to be a Christian. You know that.
Amen. It's a great day to be a Christian. It's number 14. It's just a soundtrack I've got. Okay. I don't know this, right? And I don't know a day go by that I don't praise God for being with me, amen.
Lord, I can't even without you holding my hand. I took Jesus for my own, and if I get in trouble, on him I will call. For if I don't trust him, I'd be less than a man. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountain's too high and the valley's too wide. Down on my knees I learn to stand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Amen, y'all. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. All the classes and teachers may be dismissed. Hallelujah. You know, we need to keep that in mind all the time.